All of us have family members we love who are being tempted and tried by the seemingly constant forces of Satan, the destroyer, who would make all of God's children miserable. For many of us, there have been sleepless nights. We have tried to surround the people who are at risk with every force for good. We have pled in prayer for them. We have loved them. We have set the best example we could. Alma, a wise prophet from ancient times, faced similar trials. The people he led and loved were frequently under attack by a ferocious enemy. Yet they were still trying to rear righteous children in a world of wickedness. Alma felt his only hope of victory was a force which at times we underestimate and often use too little. He pled for God's help. Alma knew that for God to help, repentance was required by those he led, as well as his adversaries. Thus, he opted for a different approach to battle. The Book of Mormon describes it this way: "And now, as the preaching of the word had a great tendency to lead the people to do that which was just, yea, it had more powerful effect upon the minds of the people than the sword or anything else which had happened unto them. Therefore, Alma thought it was expedient that he should try the virtue of the Word of God." The Word of God is the doctrine taught by Jesus Christ and by his prophets. Alma knew that the words of doctrine had great power. In the 18th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord revealed the foundation of his doctrine. "For behold, I command all men everywhere to repent. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh, wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. And he hath risen again from the dead, that he might bring all men unto him on conditions of repentance. And you shall fall down and worship the Father in my name. You must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask the Father in my name in faith, believing that you shall receive, and you shall have the Holy Ghost. And now, after you have received this, you must keep my commandments in all things. Take upon you the name of Christ and speak the truth in soberness. And as many as repent and are baptized in my name, which is Jesus Christ, and endure to the end, the same shall be saved." In those few passages, the Savior gives us the perfect example of how we should teach his doctrine. This doctrine is that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end blesses all of God's children. As we teach these principles to those we love, the Holy Ghost will help us know the truth. And because we need the prompting of the Holy Ghost, we must avoid speculation or personal interpretation that goes beyond teaching true doctrine. That can be hard to do when you love the person you are trying to influence. He or she may have ignored the doctrine that has been taught It is tempting to try something new or sensational, but the Holy Ghost will reveal the truth of truth only as we are cautious and careful not to go beyond teaching true doctrine. One of the surest ways to avoid even getting near false doctrine is to choose to be simple in our teaching. Safety is gained by that simplicity, and little is lost. Teaching simply allows us to share the saving doctrine early on, while children remain untouched by the deceiver's temptations that will later confront them long before the truths they need to learn are drowned out by the noise of social media, peers, and their own personal struggles. We should seize every opportunity to share the teachings of Jesus Christ with children. These teaching moments are precious and far fewer compared to the relentless efforts of opposing forces. For every hour spent instilling doctrine into a child's life, there are countless hours of opposition filled with messages and images that challenge or ignore those saving truths. Some of you may wonder whether it might be better to draw your children closer to you through having fun, or you may ask whether the child may start to feel overwhelmed by your teaching. Instead, we should consider, with so little time and so few opportunities, what words of doctrine can I share that will strengthen them against the inevitable challenges to their faith? The words you share today could be the ones they carry with them, and today will soon pass. I have always admired my great-grandmother, Mary Bomely's devotion to sharing the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Her family was taught by missionaries in Switzerland when she was 24. After being baptized, Mary decided to join the saints in America, so she made her way to Switzerland, to Berlin, and found work with a woman who employed her to weave cloth for the family's clothing. Mary lived in a servant's room and set up her loom in the home's living area. At that time, teaching the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was illegal in Berlin. But Mary found she could not keep from sharing the things she had learned. The woman of the house and her friends would gather around the loom to hear Mary teach. She spoke of the appearance of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to Joseph Smith, the visitation of angels, and the Book of Mormon. Remembering the accounts of Alma, she taught about the doctrine of the resurrection. She testified that families can be reunited in the celestial kingdom. Now, Mary's enthusiasm to share the doctrine of the restored gospel soon caused trouble. It was not long before the police took Mary off to jail. On the way, she asked the policeman for the name of the judge she was to appear before the next morning. She also asked about his family and if he was a good father and husband. The policeman described the judge as a man of the world. In the jail, Mary requested a pencil and some paper. she spent the night writing a letter to the judge, bearing witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as described in the Book of Mormon, discussing the spirit world and explaining repentance. She suggested that the judge would need time to reflect on his life before facing final judgment. She wrote that she knew he had much to repent of, which would deeply sadden his family and bring him great sorrow. In the morning, when she had finished her letter, she gave it to the policeman and asked him to deliver it to the judge, and he agreed to do so. Later, the policeman was summoned by the judge to his office. The letter Mary had written was irrefutable evidence that she was teaching the doctrine of the restored gospel and, by so doing, breaking the law. However, it wasn't long before the policeman returned to Mary's cell. He told her that all charges were dismissed and that she was free to go. Her teaching the doctrine of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ had caused her to be cast into jail, and her declaring the doctrine of repentance to the judge got her cast out of jail. Mary Bomilee's teaching did not end with her release. The record of her words passing true doctrine down through generations yet unborn. Her belief that even a new convert could teach the doctrine of Jesus Christ has ensured that her descendants will be strengthened in their own battle. As we do our best to teach those we love about the doctrine of Jesus Christ, some may still not respond. Doubts may creep into your mind. You might question whether you know the Savior's doctrine well enough to teach it effectively. And if you've already made attempts to teach it, you may wonder why the positive effects aren't more visible. Don't give in to those doubts. Turn to God for help. Yea, and cry unto God for all thy support. Let the affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever. And I would that you should be humble and be submissive and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of patience and long-suffering, being temperate in all things, being diligent in keeping the commandments of God at all times, asking for whatsoever things ye stand in need, both spiritual and temporal, always returning thanks unto God for whatsoever things you do receive. If you pray, if you talk to God, and if you plead for his help for your loved one, and if you thank him not only for help but for the patience and gentleness that come from not receiving all you desire right away or perhaps ever, that I promise you that you will draw closer to him. You will become diligent and long-suffering, and then you can know that you have done all that you can to help those you love and those you pray to navigate through Satan's attempt to derail them. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You can find hope in the scriptural record of families. We read of those who turned away from what they were taught or who were wrestling with God for forgiveness, such as Alma the younger, the sons of Mosiah and Enos. In their moments of crisis, they remembered the words of their parents, words of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Remembering saved them. Your teaching of that sacred doctrine will be remembered. I bear witness of the sacred work of teaching Heavenly Father's children the simple doctrine of Jesus Christ, which allows us to be spiritually cleansed and ultimately be welcomed into God's presence to live with Him and His Son in glory forever in families. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.